Do I miss Kodachrome? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Kodachrome was a breakthrough, the first practical color film.
You can pull out stuff from the 1940s that were shot on Kodachrome and it still looks beautiful today.
But now in Parsons, Kansas, Grant Steinle of Duane's Photo is shutting down the world's last Kodachrome processing machine, unleashing a wave of nostalgia for the end of yet another era. Because now, generations of photographers will grow up not even knowing what film is. They'll spend their entire lives taking thousands of perfect pictures without a second thought. They'll never understand the crapshoot that was once photography, having to guess the shutter speed and the f-stop and the focus, taking out a light meter while the baby desperately tries to crawl away, then finding your out-of-flash bulbs. That's right, we needed mild explosives to take indoor pictures. And then sometimes you'd send your precious pictures to the Kodachrome machine. You know what you'd get back? Blank film. And a free roll to make you feel better. That's why my first hike up Mount Marcy will go forever undocumented. In fact, there are entire stretches of my life which are undocumented. Birthday parties which went completely unphotographed. Why? Because after 36 pictures, you're out of film. Today you snap that many every time your kid does a cute yawn. And yes, my Kodachrome photos probably do still look great for all I know. They're all in unlabeled boxes at the back of some closet. So I would like to get all nostalgic over the end of Kodachrome. But the fact is, I miss it about as much as the butter churn. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.